All right, here we go with NC State. The Wolfpack's in the house. Nothing But Net podcast is rolling right along. We got two superstar guards in the backcourt for NC State. Get ready to go into my PA announcer voice. Listen, I love seeing you guys. Zoe Brooks and Zam Jones. Thanks, ladies, for being with us.
No problem.
All right, Zoe, I'm going to start with you first because I want to talk about your offseason. I know how hard you worked or what Wes has said. Yeah. Coach Moore said that you put a lot of time in. Why don't you tell us what you did, and then Zam, tell us what you did.
This season, I obviously worked hard. I work hard pretty much every offseason in the summertime, especially just conditioning, lifting a lot, getting in the gym twice a day with my trainer, Eric, and shooting on the gun, working on, you know, some moves and stuff like that.
I said the same thing coming this offseason. I knew that I was going to like be in a bigger role than I was last year, so I knew I had to step up to the plate. So I worked on my game with my dad and my trainer, Keith McGoharn, and I just put it in the work, so I was ready for the season.
Zoe, sure. Was there a certain shot routine that you had? Like, did you have to make X number of shots or certain spots or one dribble pull-ups? I mean, what was your routine?
My trainer, Eric, is very big on quality over quantity, so it's not – about how many shots that you make or take, but it's about if you go hard every time, if you're shooting it correctly, if your steps are right and stuff like that. So I really focused on that with my pull-ups and my step backs.
And Zam, you and Zoe have moved from different roles, as you said, to the top of the scouting report, right? I mean, now you're getting a better defender every night. You're getting a different look. You're getting a lot of length on you. How have you prepared for that?
I just play my game. You know, my dad always told me what you work, don't just do it in the game, no matter who's in front of you, who's guarding you. So I just play my game. You know, I worked on pull-ups. I worked on shooting behind the three-point. So I'm just really just playing my game for real, no matter who in front of me.
Zoe, it's a different post look, right, with Camille inside and then with Tilda, a 6'6", who can shoot the three. How has that changed, if it has at all, for you in the way you prepare? And I want to ask Sam the same thing.
I mean, they both could play in and out. I mean, obviously, Tilda's a great three-point shooter, so I know that she could go on the block and post up, or she can go out on the three-point line and shoot. And Camille has a pretty good mid-range game, as well as she can play inside. So I feel like that's really hard for teams to defend, and it makes my job as a point guard easier. You know, you can have people who can go inside and outside.
I say the same thing for me. It's kind of like, just, you don't have to do everything. I have Tilda that I can pass to at the three-point line or even go inside. I got Camille where you can screen. She can pop mid-range shot, knock it down. So it's basically like I don't got to do everything. I got teammates like, of course, Zoe, too. I can pass her the ball. So I just be chilling sometimes. Just let them do what they got to do.
You know, I don't feel like I can talk about one of you guys without talking about the other. To me, you guys just kind of go together. Your chemistry's good. The way you move without the ball, around the way the other handles. How did you guys develop that in the offseason? I know you both had separate trainers, but I know there's times you had to work out together.
Yeah. Well, we work out together pretty much every day with Coach Ashley, you know, just working on shooting and sometimes defense and just playing off each other, driving, kick. So I feel like that helps our chemistry a lot. And we played together last year, as you guys all know, and we had a lot of time in the summer to try and, you know, build stronger chemistry. Like Z said, we stepping in the bigger role. So I feel like we had a lot of time to work on all that.
I said the same thing. Coach As prepared us. We train every single day before practice, even after some time. So just being comfortable around each other, knowing that I got her back and she got my back, is just a joy to play with her by my side.
Zam, there's 4 losses on the record, and everybody thought that the house was falling down, right? I mean, it seemed like on the outside your locker room, that people were concerned, like, what's up with NC State? Do you have any concerns?
No. Like I said at the beginning of the season, we a young team. We got to get it together. But at the end of the day, we know what's going on in our locker room and what we got going on with our team. So we cancel all that outside noise out. We focus on ourselves. We not struggling. We good for sure.
How about you, Zoe?
Same thing Z said. I mean, a couple losses doesn't determine anything. It's a really long season, as we all know. And even if we lost 10 games at the beginning of the season, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, what's really important is getting it together by the end of the season to try and, you know, play well in the tournament and get the job done then.
If anybody didn't think you guys were on the same page, all they have to do is listen to both your responses. I mean, you guys are identical in your way of thinking. Okay, so you go down to Miami, and you basically handle things pretty simply, it seemed. And now you're 1-0 in the league, and you're getting ready to play your next ACC opponent, Georgia Tech. How important is it for you guys to get off to a good start in the ACC, Zam?
I feel like it's very important, you know, Coach Moore emphasized before the Miami game, the record is 0-0 at this point. We got to go out there and play our game no matter if we lose or win. But I say mindset, he's always preached effort. Like, we came out in Miami with a lot of energy. So just off the tilt, we got to come with energy. We can't come lacking in the first quarter, second quarter. We got to play all four quarters hard and with energy.
Zoe, you lead in a different way in my perspective. I mean, you're not always the rah-rah local or vocal. Like, you know, you do yeah. things differently. How do you make sure that everybody's energy level is where it needs to be?
Just before the game, making sure everybody's head is good. And before the game, we always do our little pregame. I can tell you what we do, but we have our little pregame huddle and we say we got to do. And I know when we're loud and our energy is there and that, I know we're going to have a good day. Like, before our Miami game, like, our little team huddle, we said, like, the energy was good. Our coach KJ even said, dang, like, y'all said that with y'all's chest. So I kind of knew we were going to have a really good day off that.
What's so fun about playing in Reynolds Coliseum? Everybody talks about it being one of the toughest environments, not just in the ACC, but in college basketball. What's so fun about being in there, Zam?
It's just the fans are incredible. You know, we go to all these big schools where they got a big gym and they can't fill out the whole gym. But at Reynolds, you can fill out the whole gym no matter who we playing. So just – and our fans are so, like, into the game. Like, they love it for real. So just being in there, being loud, I just love them for real. Like, Reynolds fans – I say in Miami to my team, I'm grateful for Reynolds fans because our fans be there every game no matter we on Christmas break, spring break, they there.
And Zoe, when you look up at the band, that must be the biggest pep band in all of college women's basketball. There's more brass up there than there is anywhere else that I've seen. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, just our fans are so loyal. Like, since I came here my freshman year, like, I don't think that the gym has ever been empty. Like, even in our exhibition games, like, they still fill it out and they love us no matter what. If we lost every game this season, we know that they're still going to show up and support us and still think that we're going to win every game. Like, they give us that energy that we need.
Well, let's talk about Coach Moore for a second here, because you both have a unique relationship with him. I got a good relationship with him. I enjoy being around him, but I go to lunch with him sometimes. You guys ever go to lunch with him?
No, I need to.
Sometimes.
I need to take them to lunch.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you go on City Barbecue Day or would you go on Burger Day?
No, I would take him to, like, Sammy's. He loves Sammy's.
Yes, he does.
You know, he's got a running tab up there, I think. I'm putting it out there for all the
Yeah.
I know. On the days that he drives his little red Corvette, does that mean practice
is going in a certain way? I've never seen him drive that Corvette. The only time I see that is when we go to his house for, like, team dinner or something with a recruit. I've never seen him with the Corvette, only his Lexus.
Oh, you know how bad of a driver he is. I've been in that Corvette.
Oh, trust, I know.
Trust, we don't.
He crashed the golf cart when I was here.
He crashed the golf cart. Tell us that story.
Dang. So when I was on my official visit, or it might have been unofficial, I don't know, but when I was on a visit here, my dad had to get to a meeting for work, and Coach West was driving me and my mom and him in the golf cart. And so when my dad said he had to get to the meeting, he started rushing around campus, and then he crashed the cart. He crashed the golf cart in front of everybody and just kept going and said, oops.
Oops, and kept going.
Kept
what about
going.
You, Sam? What's your best West Moore story?
I would say I think he was on the way to some NIL event, I think, at the football facility, and he was just yelling at everybody, honking a horn, no matter who it was. They could be, because Murr could be in the wrong, and he's just laying on the horn, get out my way, which is funny.
You guys have obviously enjoyed playing in Reynolds, playing at NC State. You've had a lot of experience. Zoe, you've had Final Four experience. You've won a championship before. How do you help make sure that everyone understands how hard it is to work to get there?
I mean, it's really hard. I mean, I feel like that year was one of the best years of my life. And it was also one of the most challenging years of my life because I learned so much and I had to learn really quick. I mean, I was a freshman and I was kind of thrown into the fire, and I had a pretty decent role as a freshman on such a talented team. And you know, it takes a lot of teamwork, and we just really all loved each other, and we wanted it really bad. I mean, our seniors, like River and Mimi, they didn't want their season to end, and I feel like that's what really took us so far. Nobody wanted to lose.
I don't know if you guys are soccer fans or not, but obviously everyone knows NC State men lost in the national championship game in overtime this week. Did you guys go, or was it too cold, or could you not get a ticket, or did you have something else going on?
Fun fact, I was out there. We tailgated. Not me and my gymnastics friends, I think me, Maddie, Adelaide, we went to the game and we were out there for 4 hours in the cold. It was a pretty good game, though, so it was worth it, but I was freezing. My whole body was numb.
I don't like the cold. I could not be out there. I hate the winter, so I was like, I'll catch it on TV or something.
It was pretty exciting in there. It was like a home match, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was all red. All red.
So you tailgated, and then you went to the match? That's a commitment.
Tailgated at like 5:45. The game started at 7.
Yeah, you needed some hot chocolate for sure, I'm guessing. Okay, so tell me something about you, Zoe, that is your hidden talent or something that nobody knows.
I mean, a couple people know this, but I can solve a Rubik's Cube in under a minute. That's my talent that I'm pretty proud of.
That's high level. What you got, Zam?
I say I can juggle. My seventh grade English teacher taught me how to juggle for extra credit points, so I definitely took that and ran with it.
Zoe, when your basketball playing days are over and you got a long ways to go yet, what do you want to do?
I want to be a professional coach. I think that I'll have to start being more vocal because, you know, coaching is very vocal and you got to yell sometimes and act crazy, but I can see myself being a coach. I feel like I know a lot about basketball, and I can pass my knowledge to others.
How much influence, Zoe, has your dad's career had on what you do?
A lot. I mean, my dad is the reason why I really started playing basketball when I was younger. You know, he put the ball in my hands, and we had a court in our backyard, and I basically lived out there.
How about you, Zam? What's your plans when you're all said and done?
I said the same thing, coaching. I feel like I'm just meant to be a coach when I get older and done playing basketball.
I know you guys both love the game. That's why you want to stick around. I think that's pretty cool. Well, we're going to be looking forward to seeing how vocal that you really are this year, leading your team in Reynolds, because you have to be loud in there because it is very loud. The noise meter in there is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you guys being with us on Nothing But Net. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you in the gym somewhere.
Thank you.